Dude, I'll tell you what, Drew. You ever thought about it?
Being an MC?
Being a strip club DJ.
No.
That'd be sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
Whiskers.
Whiskers! I don't know if I would want to. We should be recording. I don't know if I want to lap dance with somebody named Whiskers. So Whiskers the stripper.
Yep, Whiskers.
First off, I think this is a draft idea. Like
Strippers.
terrible stripper names,
Yeah.
but not like they can't be like gonorrhea face. Like
Right.
they
Okay.
have to sound like stripper names, but
Yeah,
just
like
enough off that you're like, I'm sorry, what is this?
Peanut Butter
Whiskers?
Betty? Whiskers?
It's like, like cinnamon is a normal stripper nickname, but nutmeg isn't.
Dude,
what
her
about
name's Megan.
Thighstuck Standy?
Ha!
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, human.
I like that. I like that. Dude, we could do a whole thing. We could do the name, the song, or the song they come out to. We do the introduction of them.
Oh, I love this. This is put this on the fucking board. Yeah.
You guys got to hear the anatomy of an idea.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whiskers the stripper.
Learned a
Up
song in honor of
next to the stage,
old
smoked
Irish song.
cabbage.
It's been passed down from generation to generation. From
Welcome to
father
the
to son,
stage,
boys
corned
on the
beef.
verge of manhood. And it's called Down to the Old Pub Instead. Lad, it's your duty to find your lass with childbearing hips and a pink supple ass, and make her your wife and love her with love so true. Now some rivers run high, some rivers run low. When her river runs red, then she starts in her flow, and it's called menstruation, and here's what it means to you. You will notice her bloomers are spotty at first. Stand back, her ovarian dam's gonna burst. So don't be afraid, it's a natural thing. Just wad up some cotton and hand her some string. Put the old linens on top of the bed.
Welcome to the draft podcast.
Jesus.
Nobody knew what that song was about until we played it. So, Drew, that's on you. Drew
Dude,
knew.
Fucking Irish Sandler was going off, though.
Yeah.
Oh man,
we're doing redheads, not menstruation,
yeah.
Not
red bloomers,
not menstruation.
Yeah.
Nah,
we're
coming
not
to the
doing
stage,
bloody
red
windmills
bloomers.
over here. You know what I'm saying? You guys know about the bloody windmill, right?
What? Is that when you hang onto the fan and you have your period?
Sure isn't, but that's a good one.
Oh, that's a fucking callback. The fucking 15-year callback.
Oh man. Oh jeez.
All right, so enlighten us, Andy.
Right, do we need to know?
No, I think people can figure it out. Google can be your friend. Private mode.
Private mode.
Just, you know.
What was it? A bloody windmill?
Yeah, bloody windmill.
Yeah, let's use an incognito mode.
Yeah, but it's not like the English, like, bloody windmill.
Yeah,
you know?
I
it's not
figured.
Like that.
Yeah.
Look at that bloody windmill over there.
You get it.
I mean, nobody gets it.
I mean, is it like fucking Petey Pablo?
I mean, a little bit.
Oh, like, shit. Twist it around your head, spin it like a bloody windmill.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Fucking South Carolina, come on and raise up.
Oh, jeez, yeah. Oh, right on that border. man.
Wow. Yeah,
right when you
happy
hit that.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. We're at, if you're new to the show, we're talking menstruation.
What a... Just as we start every episode of the Draft Podcast.
Yeah.
If you were Tennessee, North Carolina, and South Carolina, and you adjusted it to be like legs and whatever, like which state is the closest to being the taint?
What?
You know?
What? I guess South Carolina.
Well, I don't know, like, because it's all about perspectives. They could be, like, the states could be laying on their side, or they could be standing up, or they could be doing a handstand. I don't know. It's about the measurements of the state lines.
So it depends on what state they're in?
Yeah. You guys know what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, nobody knows what you're saying.
If I remember my geography... I feel like Tennessee would be the maybe knee down. North Carolina would be the thigh into the South Carolina butt.
Oh, but Drew, they could be laying on their side though.
They could be.
Like the state.
Yeah. So it's about which one. Like, don't think about it like normal. Just like you're looking straight on. Maybe tilt your head to the left or right.
straight on from where?
I feel like
your
it's more like the people of the states. Like, are they more of a taint or more of an asshole?
Yeah, it is weird. Like, I guess it would be more like dick and balls, and North Carolina, South Carolina would be the balls, and Tennessee would be the dick.
Yeah, that too.
That could be it.
Wow. Well, welcome to the other way we always start the show. State fallacies.
Dude. Florida owns the world. And
you know, it is women's month. Fallacies. It is women's month, so I think it's only right that we talk about menstruation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What a state would be if it was a penis, yeah. A dick, and or a taint. Or an
I'll athlete. Tell you what, though.
Penis,
Idaho?
Dick, that's the same thing.
Idaho's doing some things.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, if you think about it, like, Idaho's, like, giving you progression. Florida is just Florida the whole time, right? It's just that shaped dick.
Uh-huh.
Idaho, though, like, if you're riding it, you could, like, go a little bit and then deeper. And, like, you can get real crazy with it if you look at Idaho. California, too, for that matter. That's a big one.
That's so big. I feel like you just study the state map, and you're like, whatever pops in your head, like just image wise, you're like, oh yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, dude, Oklahoma's drilling.
So I think Vermont is a nice vagine, right?
Yeah, you're right, dude. When you say Vermont, where do you think my eyes automatically go? Where do you think? Just think, like, take a guess.
I mean, I guess upper right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right in between Maine and New Hampshire. That's where I think Vermont goes.
Yeah.
That's kind of right. It's like next to New Hampshire.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah, they're like right next to each other.
I thought Vermont's on the West Coast.
West Coast.
I had to zoom in because they didn't even show me Vermont.
So Vermont, yeah, that's and what here's a little trick for all you guys. Maybe this is good for OG man there, Andy. If he's ever doing his state geography or maybe has a little puzzle that's the states, Vermont is shaped like a V, so that's how you know which one that is.
Oh my goodness.
New Hampshire is right next to it, and those can get confusing. But Vermont is actually shaped like a V.
Huh.
Yeah.
Why is Michigan the butt plug of America?
Well, what, like the Uber part?
Just look at the shape of it.
I mean,
it is kind of butt pluggy.
Yeah.
It looks like almost like a twofer. You know what I mean? You get like one in the pink and one in the stink. Oh. You know what I mean?
Actually, you get four in the pink, one in the stink. And then you have that little bit up here that's just like a. It's that little, like, you know, that
tickler,
thing that, like,
little French
tickler. Yeah, the little tickler that, like, the, yeah. the dildos have sometimes. Yeah.
You know what also what are, it looks like?
What are we
a
doing?
A dinosaur's open. Hold on.
It's Women's Month.
Yeah, that's true. And when you look at Michigan, you may even see a dinosaur's open mouth. Like a cartoon dinosaur.
Like it's coming out of the ground like that. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, if you think about Jurassic
it's
Park,
like that.
It's
like, what's the thing that ate Boba Fett? The fucking
Borvo the Hutt?
Sarlacc pit?
Yeah, Sarlacc.
Yeah. I mean, do you ever see the Sarlacc, though? Or isn't it just, like, teeth in the sand?
No, didn't he come out? And I don't remember.
I don't know. I think he fell into the Sarlacc pit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, Ohio's kind of sexy.
All I know is, like, that's what they stole from Dune. Yeah, man. Ohio's the heart of it all.
It's kind of like Ohio's like kind of, you know, badged up.
Yeah, it's a big puffy vag.
It really is. Yeah.
Is this what we're switching to? States that look like private parts?
That's a good one.
And or things you insert into private parts?
Yeah.
Oh, I should tell the people what we're doing.
Probably, because at this point, nobody knows.
Ahoy, mateys! No?
Ahoy.
What's that?
It's a pirate.
Damn, I messed up. With St. Patty's approaching, we gotta shout the unofficial color. We know about green, but what about the other? Shouts out to all the people rooting for fall and winter. Fuck the sun, that's for all my gingers. I rock with y'all heavy like metal. Fair skin, red hair, and some freckles. Y'all motherfuckers some of the funniest peeps. And the rumor is, y'all some damn freaks. Apparently some redheads create their own vitamin D, while Drew creates vitamin C. Men, some can actually not grow red hair, but have a red beard. Those dudes to the ginge community are super weird. In 2024, can you pinch someone not wearing green? I'll slap you upside the head if you got fingers on me with skin between. Kiss Me, I'm Irish can actually work here. So for all my single dudes, try wearing that shit out this year. St. Patrick wasn't Irish, ain't that a bitch? Turns out this motherfucker was actually a Brit. Someone go back on some Bill and Ted, capture that dude and go shillelagh to the head. Put his brain on drugs and beat it like some eggs. Pop it in the oven for some Irish soda bread. Happy St. Paddy's to the living and the dead. This draft for all the forgotten reds.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think instead of ahoy matey, you meant top of the morning to you.
I did. Yeah. I did. Oh, man.
St. Pirate's
Day. I got my
Day.
Fucking boats mixed up.
Yeah. Yep.
Some are sailors, some are fishermen. Would you rather sail or fish? Neither.
Neither.
I'll ride a boat, though.
Oh. Like, so what do you sail. Mean? Like, how? How would you ride a boat?
So you would sail.
Based off of our conversations, I don't know if that means, like, get on a boat and fucking let it take you somewhere, or if it means,
Or you'd climb up the top of that sail and just slowly slide down.
It's impossible
to
know
let it
how
impale
you're
your asshole.
What ride the boat means for you.
Got me out here looking like Idaho in the ass.
That's right.
Oh, fucking man. Give me half-assed.
You know, yeah, okay.
It's a mass joke. I don't know if it works.
Like a Massachusetts?
No, like full mast, half-mast.
Oh, whole mast, yeah. Mast, yeah. T with...
Yeah.
All right, well, fuck, you know. Go to jabroniu.com, everybody. Check out all the great shows in the Jabroni Network, such as Why Did We Ever Meet? New Jabroni Pro Wrestling, Biff Radio, Flow and Tell, Locals After Hours, and much, much more shows that don't put out shows anymore. Oh, Ceramic Cat. That's theirs, too.
Wow.
Shout out Whiskers.
Shout out Whiskers.
Such great pitching of the network.
Occasional guest on Ceramic Cat Whiskers.
The Allen Club just got a new cat. Well, a while ago, I guess.
Oh,
what's it called?
Hi, new cat. Whiskers.
I don't know. It's Whiskers.
It's Whiskers from now on.
How's Whiskers?
Things got a badonk.
You go over and say, "Hey, Ashley, sure is a nice pussy."
I will next time. Ashley, I love your pussy. This is the softest pussy I've ever played with.
What is happening?
Why is your pussy purring with a pennant?
Drew, you're going to pet Ashley's whiskery pussy?
Yeah. I did put it.
Oh, you did.
It was a little timid at first, but then it loosened up.
It warmed up to you?
Did you go nose to nose with the pussy?
Oh, my God. this woman, that's a coach, Ashley, to you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you butterfly kissed the pussy.
Did you?
I actually sang, no, but I sang the song Butterfly Kisses.
Oh, man. Oh, fucking the number one wedding song in like the year 1999.
Is Butterfly really Kisses with your eyelashes?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Oh, is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Like, we just... Well, you would know. I mean,
I didn't do it. I just sang the song.
Oh, butterfly.
I understand, like a kiss on the head, a big hug, squeezing them, all that kind of stuff. Like, what parent is butterfly kissing their daughter?
What kind of weird shithead is this butterfly kissing?
That is a bit of a strange thing.
Butterfly kissing.
To butterfly kiss your kids.
Worse than on the lips.
Yeah, it takes way too much effort.
You gotta adjust your faces.
It's like a whole setup for like the kids have to be ready for it. They have to present themselves for the butterfly
kiss. Wait, so is it like... Is it eyelash to eyelash?
It's eyelash.
And then you gotta do like the blinking. Oh my God, there's so much to butterfly kissing.
This would be closer to butterfly kissing.
Butterfly kissing sounds like a simple thing, and then when you start talking about it and realize how much work goes
into it. Like, there's a lot of math that goes into that.
So weird, butterfly kissing.
Like,
let's give up on that.
Yeah. That's some definite white people shit. Like, it is. No doubt.
Also, what is caterpillar kissing?
That's where you do the eyebrows.
I don't know. You definitely need whiskers, though.
You rub eyebrows.
You go from fucking caterpillar. Throw
your brows together. And they get stuck.
Like, yeah. For all you butterfly kissers out there, throw in a caterpillar kiss right at the end.
Yeah.
Quit wasting your time. Man. Get them all in at once.
Holy shit.
All right, here's the order. We're going to the draft, which we're drafting dead redheads if anybody even has any fucking clue.
Yeah, we never said it.
St. Patrick's Day, and we're drafting... The most deadest redheads.
Yeah.
Or maybe the most famous dead redheads, but either way.
We went through the living girls, we went through the living men, and now we're just the dead people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we're on some necro shit.
That's right.
James got first pick, Andy got second pick, Drew got third pick.
Oh.
Kevin, roll.
You want to re-roll?
Yeah.
All right.
I get it. I get it. Wow.
Mix them up real good.
Uh-huh.
Gotta take Drew's one down to a zero.
Oh, yeah. Let me... K-A... Erase.
That means it is a re-rack, a re-roll.
A re-roll.
From Drew.
So we're gonna go over all that stuff we just talked about again.
And James,
go to jabroniu.com, everybody.
Oh, shit. So, Drew, now you got second pick.
Oh.
And Andy's third.
Oh son of a bitch. James again?
I'm still first.
Oh, you know what? K.A. it. Let's go.
You're doing it now?
Let's fucking go.
You're wasting it too?
Let's fucking go.
I think Andy might have the same thing I do on this one, where we think we're going to get rid of something else.
Oh, yeah?
You're damn right, Drew. Oh, man. This could be hilarious if he fucking gets it again.
Oh, mixing it up real good. Here we go.
Well, I'm mixing
never
your
done
two
KAs in one app.
Well, it went
about...
Drew, James, Andy.
Oh,
all right.
All
I
right.
I guess we'll live with that. Unless James, you want to re-roll?
No, I'm good.
Oh.
All right. You already took all those re-rolls away? All right.
Yep.
Good. All right. Let's do it.
Oh, when I was doing this, though, I did think of a, I think could be the, a good, fourth episode for Redheads next year.
Okay.
And that's, cartoon Redheads.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Rugrats.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'll tell you later.
Okay. Tell me.
All right. Well, Drew, go ahead and pick then. Yeah. You're on the clock.
Oh, I'm on the clock. Let me see here. Who do
One
I take?
The few drafts where there's a true numero uno.
There is, and I'm taking the great and powerful Lucille Ball.
Yeah. Ooh. Yep. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Some would say the best one.
Oh, it's a good one, huh, James?
Yeah. I've gotten it so many times. Like, I don't need to steal that shit. I ain't wasting a steal card on this.
You're only as good as your last pick.
On fucking Redheads? But I love Lucille Ball and same birthday, so. FTW, yeah. You know?
Your birthday is Drew's now. Bitch.
Drew owns my birthday now?
I am a Leo rising, so it all makes sense.
What does that mean?
I haven't figured it out yet.
Dude, Leo rising is just oil backwards.
Is that what Vivian explained to you?
How do you spell oil, Andy?
I said oil. I said it differently.
Wait, what did you say?
Oil.
He said.
Is there a U in your oil?
He said E. Leo is just oil backwards.
I said it weird. Didn't you hear me? Oh my god.
This is going to be a good draft, everybody.
This is a fucking nightmare.
So. Yeah, man, like a total fucking game changer. You know, we have talked. I feel like we've talked about her, but I also don't feel like we've talked about her enough.
Lucy's the best.
Yeah, I mean, the whole, you know, interracial thing was huge. Especially fucking that time. Like the fact that, you know.
You mean
a redhead
and
a Cuban? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would have thought a redhead and a Cuban, you know?
Crazy.
Who would have fucking thought?
Life is a stage, and you're the lead performer, Drew.
Yeah.
The bright sun rules your birth chart.
Demand attention as you move through the world,
whether you intend to or not.
Is that what you looked up?
Sure the hell is.
Is that what Leo Rising is?
Yeah, I had to check out what that
is. Oh, yeah.
Is.
All right. I'm going to go with Queen Elizabeth I.
Oh.
Yeah. She was a fucking, you know, like, one of the most stable reigns of her time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the greatest she leaders was. To ever lead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Known as the Virgin Queen because she was never married, but yet produced an heir. Jesus.
Because she was fucking.
Jesus, please.
Let's be honest.
No, that's fucking Immaculate Conception, dude. God. God.
Immaculate interception she had. She intercepted some jism into her vagine.
Oh, yeah. God's jism.
I mean, Queen E got that Queen D, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, like
King D, Vitamin D, the cereal guy, the real life version of
Vitamin D,
the cereal
King
guy.
Vitamin D is the one who impregnated Elizabeth.
That's how it happened.
Do Jesus be fucking though?
Oh, you know.
We'll see later on this draft, you know.
Don't you think that
busting is the best part, James?
Yeah, going to Immaculate Conception. Don't you think that, like, Joseph
I think Jesus just stopped by the show, James. I don't know if you know this.
I heard it.
That's okay. First appearance for the big
I know. Like, it's, like, about time, bro. It's, like, 330 episodes.
Maybe I can ask Jesus, like, Jesus, don't you think that Joseph actually had a valid complaint? Like, you fucked his wife.
Through that.
Jesus, what do you have to say? Jesus, what do you have to say about this?
You fucked his wife and then gave birth to yourself.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude, he stood on a hill and he's like, no, my wife did not cheat on me. She's a conceived.
Dude, this is some
God.
Back to the Future
Holy,
shit.
I was about to say.
Yeah. Like,
can you pull that off?
Like, Jesus fucking Marty McFly'd his mom.
He did.
Oh my God.
He did.
Really? Oh my God.
Oh my God!
It's not nuts. It's nuts.
This episode is definitely for Wes.
Yeah. All
right, Andy.
Especially with how we started.
Yeah. He's gonna be babe, get in here. He's gonna send it to her with a timestamp.
Oh, okay. 70% of this draft, at minimum, is likely to be ladies. So yeah. I gotta get my dude because it is absurd the difference in. Women redhead in this category to draft versus dude redheads.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. So give me PSH, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh.
Oh, shit. I guess he was like strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
That's
which
good.
They say every redhead has said at one point in their life.
Every redhead is strawberry
and then they
blonde.
Didn't like that they said it.
Oh, really?
That they were strawberry blonde, yeah.
Oh, I could never pull that off. I was way too dark.
Yeah, you're redheaded. Yeah. You're red as a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you got fucking...
Go on. I'm here for this.
You look like you got splashed by a bloody windmill!
That's actually what I like, you know, like that hairspray that they would like, it was just like spray paint that they would put in the, like, that's what I use. I put bloody menstruation on my scalp, and then it looks like I have a full head of hair.
It's weird that it dripped down to your face.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I get the Giuliani thing, but, you know.
Yeah, and then you go, you play like Plinko with your mouth.
Oh, God. This has now become horrifying. I wish I never brought up the bloody windmill again.
Dude, that would be crazy, though, right? She's just swinging above you. You're, like, Plinko'd out, and, like, your mouth is just kind of, like, moving from, like, 3, 2, 1, 0, 1, 2, 3, you know, because it goes down and up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we know.
No, we get it.
Yeah. Oh, PSH. Awesome.
Yeah.
I feel bad about that. We should have talked about him way more.
Yeah. I mean,
do you have a family?
He's dead though.
Yeah.
So move on.
Badass. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Shout out Boogie Nights. That's all. Yeah. Next one I'll go with is a lot of people's pinup before she became a superstar.
Okay.
Wait. What was that?
I don't know.
Was it like real loud for you, Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it almost sounded like a drop. Yeah.
What?
That was crazy.
I think it was you just going, yeah.
it sounded like a drop.
It sounded like it was a fucking, like, some, like, it was an electronic, like, it was weird. It sounded so weird.
Oh, shit. I'll have to try to play it back because I didn't hear it.
You made the sound.
Yeah. I don't know.
But anyway.
I don't know what the fuck's going on with this episode.
I know.
She was posted up in Andy Dufresne's jail cell. And that movie kind of like was crazy because it wasn't, that was the poster made her more famous than the movie did. Right. So I got to take Raquel Welch.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, dude. And she was like hot, like all the way to the end. Like I still remember the Naked Gun 33 1/3. When Leslie Nielsen's trying to kind of go up there and stop the envelopes and she goes up to present.
Yeah.
And like she was banging, you know, in like the mid 90s or whatever. And she was pretty old at that point. So, yeah, she super dope. She was a very likable personality. And this is kind of crazy. One of the few women that has posed in Playboy without getting nude.
Oh, nice.
That's like how hot she was, I guess, back in the day. It's like,
yeah.
Hugh was like,
you don't even need to get naked.
Yep. Yeah. This will make dudes bust without you even moving the strap.
You think that's how he convinced her? He's like, I don't even worry about it. You're going to make dudes bust no matter what. You know?
Yeah.
Don't even worry about taking your fucking, putting your boobies out, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, Raquel. Come on over. Dudes are going to bust anyway.
Your mere presence is going to make them bust.
Fuck.
Good pick.
All right.
Whoop.
What is it? Back to me?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with Alexander the Great, the king of Macedonia.
Yeah.
Man.
What did he ever do?
Creator of one of the largest empires in ancient history. That's what he did.
True.
One of the most successful commanders of all time.
Okay.
But he got greedy. Listen, let this be a lesson to anybody who wants to take over the world. Just let Afghanistan be.
Dude, why does he look like he's like a face in like a comedy sketch show? You see what I'm saying?
I'm looking at like a statue of him, which is, let's see here.
Oh, it's a bust.
It's a bust.
I'm like, a bust.
Like all the guys.
Yeah, like when Raquel Welch shows up and all the guys.
Look, I just sent a picture in the chat.
Okay.
And you see what I'm saying? It looks like he's posing for his comedy sketch show.
Previous page was sending you to... I just want to go there.
What's happening?
Oh, he does. He does look like it. It looks like a fucking picture for I Think You Should Leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So now I get why he's so great.
He's a good looking dude, you know?
He really is. Yeah,
like a little redheaded Colin Farrell action or something like that.
Yeah, I think the drawings that they had didn't do him justice.
Definitely not. Yeah.
Like, also, were their skills that great at drawing, like, back in 336 BC?
No, they didn't know shit about drawing back then. You know, they used tiles, like little pieces of tile to make fucking pictures. Like, yeah. Come on, guys, that takes forever.
Wait, the same shit that children nowadays are using on their sidewalks?
Yeah, exactly.
What is this, Mahjong?
It's fucking child's play back then, you know?
Fucking Chucky.
That's right. From Rugrats, redheaded cartoons. We're back.
Yeah, full circle.
All right, Drew.
Well, I too am going to get a mail. Ooh. And I might get probably one of the only people of color, and I'm going to go Malcolm X.
Damn, I was going to take that. Damn,
also known as Detroit Red.
Yeah.
He was red hair?
Yeah. Yeah, he was like Blake Griffin.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
Had a little, I think it was his grandpa was Scottish or something like that.
Yeah, his grandpa, which is crazy that his gramps was white.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of why he rebelled so hard against it.
Yeah.
So.
Also, the movie, straight up banger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So was the, what was that?
Who plays?
That one movie?
Who plays Malcolm X? Will Smith?
Denzel
Washington.
Yeah.
Will Smith played Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. WWE
and Malcolm X
Hall
is featured
Muhammad
in that.
Ali.
That's why, you know, come on, everybody. That's why I said that.
Yeah.
Dude, 4 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't come to any fucking conclusions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know the difference between Will Smith and Denzel Washington?
Oh, don't conk his collusion. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Yeah.
Get off his conk.
Yeah.
Get off his conk, man.
Go in seclusion. Get off my conk.
Also,
when you blow in it and put your ear to it, you're going to hear it?
No.
Get off his conk.
So,
I don't think you have to blow
it. You're not going to hear it, so it's just going to be an illusion.
Oh, man.
Wait. One night in my was that movie One Night in Miami?
Yes. That movie was a banger.
Yeah, certified. It was very good. Yeah. Certified banger.
Welcome to the stage, Whiskers.
Ooh, Whiskers.
Andy.
Drop down the pole and make it purr.
Andy, do you think that when you pick up a shell and put it to your ear to listen to the ocean that you have to blow in it first? I just want to make sure that you don't. I just want to make sure that that's not the case.
Yeah, actually, if you do that, then all the sound goes out of it.
But you're letting them know that you can hear them back.
It's only polite to let them know. I hear you. Well, now you hear me too. Now we hear each other.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, Drew, you're back.
All right, listen, you know, sometimes these people, it's like, you know, it's only when you get intimate that you realize the carpet doesn't match the drapes.
Mm.
So I'm going with Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh.
Yeah, that double M, I was going to take it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I bet... But a lot of people, well, probably old Johnny Kennedy himself was probably a little surprised with a little fire down there.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
That's right.
I got that fire. I got that fire. Holler at a Wody if you want that Oscar Mayer.
Yeah, that was, I mean, that was one of her famous quotes.
Yeah.
They have posters you can buy. That say it's just a picture of her and it says that.
Yeah.
And then it says, like, it's the little dash, and then it says Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how Eminem got his nickname.
Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a big fan.
Just, yeah, definitely not his actual initials.
Right.
It's because of that time they took a picture of him wearing a skirt and he was standing over a grate.
Yeah.
He was blowing it up.
And that's why he was so pissed off at his mom, because that happened at 5 years old at a recital.
Yeah.
And he couldn't live it down, so he picked up a different persona.
You could see his North Carolina, his South Carolina, and his Tennessee.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You could see it all.
Dude, somewhere it's on
even
VHS.
Even from the side.
Yeah.
Dude.
He even had
I swear to God, Wanda from 15th Street, she's got a copy. Now it says Richard Sweatin' to the Oldies on it.
Uh-huh.
But she put a piece of tape over it and recorded that thing. So that's where it is, if anybody can find her still.
Yeah.
That was a bold move, you know?
Yeah.
Being like, you know what? Fuck this movie. I'm never watching it again. I need a tape fucking Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah. Dude, that is crazy.
The old
so
tape
many
trick?
Recitals got taped over from like, I don't know, Dallas Cowboys versus New York Giants, September 28, 1991.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
But, babe, it was a big game.
Back to me.
LT had 4 sacks.
All right. You know what? You know what we're going to do? We're going to do next?
What are we going to do?
Winston fucking Churchill. Duke.
Oh, yeah. Was he got fucking Duke? Limericks and shit?
Yeah. He's the Limerick guy. That's all he's ever been known for.
Well, and the cigar.
That's true.
No, man. He was like a British army officer, a fucking historian, a goddamn painter, writer, artist, everything. Bitch was a lunatic.
Two prime minister terms?
Yeah, leadership during the Second World War. The UK fucking took him through it. Mm-hmm. He's a champion. And guess what? Red hair.
Red hair.
I googled smoking that Churchill, and there's a smoking and drinking like Churchill website that pulls up at the top.
Yeah.
Dude, back in the day when my nephew was young, he would sit and watch these YouTube videos that like give you history on different people or whatever, and they did it in like an infographic style. And he would watch this Winston Churchill one all the fucking time. And Winston Churchill was like a straight fucking badass when he was in the military. He was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
So
well, he's got the. He's
that's
got
why
the,
they call us smoking that Churchill.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's got that. He's got that famous speech. The. You know. Fuck. Now I can't even remember how it goes. Today is it? No, that's.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
That was Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
fight in the fields and blah, blah, blah.
It's today, the luckiest man. And then at the end, it's was that Tom Hanks, right? And then it's - Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's when you're smoking that Churchill.
Fuck. All right, Andy.
What a gangster.
I'm not even letting the timer play out.
All right. I am going to go a similar route as Drew.
Uh-huh.
Because Drew took Chicago Red. I'm going to take Detroit Red. Red Fox.
No, I took Detroit Red.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm going to take Chicago Red. Red Fox.
Hell yeah.
This dude was fucking hilarious. Like, if you see some of his old stand-up, it's like
Yeah.
wild.
It is.
It's shit that, like, I don't hear of people, like, mentioning, like, anymore. Like, have you seen Red Fox's stand-up? Like, yeah. It's like they start with Eddie, yeah, and then they move forward, and they'll catch a couple, like, Pryor and Carlin's, but they don't, like, go and see dudes like Red freaking Fox.
No. Oh, no. Yeah, I have one of his albums. Like, I remember listening to it back in the day, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is, yeah, he was, he's great.
That shit will grow you up.
But then, like, him and fucking Harlem Nights.
Yeah. Oh,
dude, my. That was shit. You blind motherfucker.
Oh, man. Yeah, and, I mean, obviously the TV show. Old Sanford.
Oh, yeah,
son,
Sanford
like,
son.
Jeez.
And fucking walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Now back it's time to start songs. The show. Start the show now.
I loved it. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. And I did it. When that shit pops on today, I still watch it. I still sit and watch it.
The big
it's
one,
so
Elizabeth.
Good.
So good. Huh?
I'll tell you what, man.
Said it's the big one, Elizabeth.
Yeah. But like, theme songs and, like, opening music from some of these movies that were happening back then, mm-hmm, it's pretty iconic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's, I don't know, it's a different feel.
Dude, they don't make theme songs like they used to. Definitely not.
Oh, man. All right.
We sound like such old people.
I'll tell you where I'm going.
Where are you going?
Where are
you kind
going?
Of a wild one here.
Oh, it's a wild one.
Because I think I can wait on this. I'm gonna wait on that one. You guys,
okay,
you guys aren't in that lane, in that basket, so I don't need to pick from that yet. Give me apparently a big redhead. Give me old Chris Columbus. I'm not talking about sailing. I'm talking about that dude that landed, you know?
No. Was like that the director?
Take me away.
Oh.
The director.
Columbus? Is that his name?
Is that what that is? Did I get that wrong?
No, Christopher Columbus, he sailed the ocean blue.
Yeah, 1492.
You're thinking of Christopher Cross.
Oh. I bet his last name was Columbus.
He would be cross with you if you thought that.
Well, there's a filmmaker, Chris Columbus.
Yes.
I'm not talking about him, though. I don't think he's redhead.
So which one are you talking about?
Dude, 1492.
So that's the one.
Yeah
Chris the Columbus.
The sailor.
Christy Columbus? Is that his sister?
You know the Columbus family? They're wild. Yeah. No, his middle name is just T.
Yeah, you're talking about... Because
his parents thought it would be funny.
It's actually, it stands for Topher. It's Chris Topher Columbus.
Yeah, Chris Topher Columbus, yeah. That dude looks like a penny.
And what the hell did he ever do?
I mean...
You know, it's one thing about this, though, is like...
He rode a boat.
I feel like when doing this, it was just like, man, every person was just also a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, are there any, like, good people in history anymore? Are there?
Dude, and I was watching some of these clips from these old movies.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher like one Columbus? That I was, no, but like... Beastmaster and some of these types of movies that these some of the ladies were in. Mm-hmm. Super rapey.
Yeah. For sure.
I bet Christopher Columbus was super rapey.
You think? That dude looks like a penny.
Man, Christopher Columbus.
He had a yacht on him, though.
He definitely,
you know,
did his fair share of rape.
He had an old school yacht. They called them ships.
Wait, is there a fair share of rape?
Dude, he got the Cuba and was like, All right, another redhead with this Cuban, you know what I'm saying? Listen.
He actually hired some other dude to be Chris Columbus, and he stayed in Cuba for a while.
Like, in 500 years, this is going to blow people's mind on TV. But right now, they're going to be blown with me.
Oh, Chris Topher.
Chris Topher. C. Topher.
All right. Back to me.
Oh, man.
All right. You know, I got to do it. And you know it's got to be done. And I'm taking that Twain. Mark Twain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Huck Finn slaps.
Dude,
not the dude, book, the movie, but still.
Dude loves it. dude loves the N-word.
How many times does he say it in the book? Like, just once? Or, I know that's like that's Jim's name.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
But I don't know how many times it's written actually in the book.
Dude, they don't say that in the movie.
I thought they did.
Oh, they don't say it in the Disney movie?
Yeah.
I thought they did say it.
I don't think so.
In the Disney movie?
No.
There might be a part where they say it, I feel like.
Wait, is it in Tom Sawyer or Huck Finn?
It's got to be Tom Sawyer, because Huck Finn's like. More friendly.
No, I think it's Huck Finn because it's the Great American Novel.
Oh, you're right. It is Huck Finn. It does explore themes of race and identity.
I mean, he was writing how things were said, how people talked back then. So, and plus, like, the whole idea of the story is, like, breaking down those boundaries.
Dude, if you meet another motherfucker named Huck, though, in 2024... Just get the hell away.
Yeah.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
What? Yeah.
Who's named Huck in 2024?
I wonder what happened to that name. Like, this book came out and people are like, all right, that name's off the table now.
Like, probably the word fuck.
Oh,
there's Huckleberry.
Hey, Huckleberry.
That's what did it. I don't want my kid, like, the parents would sit around and be like, they're just going to call him Fuckleberry in school. I ain't calling
him. I mean, that is a thing, right? Where you're like, but we can't call him that.
That is
like,
true, yeah.
Everybody's going to call him this.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, my God.
Time to get sucking, Suckleberry.
Oh, God.
Man. There are too many.
Tuckleberry?
Tackleberry?
You know, if you tuckle Barry, you're just playing that game where you drop the towel and you're like, where'd it go? And all your homies are like, ah, that's great.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. Goodbye. Yeah. That's Tuckleberry.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, you're back up.
All right. James, you asked the question earlier. I think I have the answer. Does Jesus be fucking Mary Magdalene?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Dude, she still gets referenced in, like, rap songs.
That's right. She's the OG, you know?
Was she the prostitute?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean.
Well, it all depends on who you believe, man.
First lady of the night, you know what I'm saying?
Did you know that Magdalene isn't her last name?
I mean, she's not going to not have a working name.
No, but did you know, like, she didn't even have a, you know, back then, Jewish people didn't have last names.
Yeah.
So they were just like, Mary, did you know?
She was from a land called Magdala or something like that.
Yeah.
And she was Mary of Magdalene or Mary the Magdalene or Mary of
Magdala.
Yo,
Mary Bags, get over here.
Like Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Nazarene, you know.
Nazareth, so,
yeah, but place. She just called him Jay, so he had like kind of a thing for her.
Mary Bags,
what up, Jay?
As the story goes, Mary was actually, you know, they were together, but to
her and the Jay man,
yeah, to keep his purity because God forbid he, Jesus forbid he,
can't keep his purity in when Mary Mag's throwing that thing.
Right.
Back.
So they, it was the prostitute thing is actually a smear campaign.
Oh, really?
To invalidate her. Yes.
Oh,
as crazy as he could unlock any chastity.
That's right.
So yep. She wasn't actually a prostitute?
I mean, supposedly.
Okay.
And that's
she was
why,
doing like an Emma Stone Easy A type thing.
But she did bear his child.
There you go.
And now we have the last scion somewhere.
Is that true? She bared Jesus's kid?
That's what they say. That's what like the actual Holy Grail is the bloodline of Christ.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
So she wasn't actually a street lady.
These are all interesting. These are all interesting non-facts.
There's a book called Holy Blood, Holy Grail. It's a fun read.
There's also a book called The B-I-B-L-E.
Andy. Andy gets all super like.
Andy's like, that's the only book I'll read.
Yeah. That's the book for me.
It's like, yeah. Because all these other movies are better than the book. Except the Bible.
Yeah. I ain't watching that 52-hour part one of six. So raven, so shady. It is crazy how Adam looked like Brett the Hitman Hart, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, oddly enough, you know, talking about this, like, I just, my Raven is kind of along those same lines of Rory Scovel's new special on HBO or Max, whatever you want to call it. It is called Religion, Sex, and a Few Things in Between. It's just super fucking funny.
Dude, I fucking love Rory Scovel.
Yeah, you would love. Yeah, and you know what? Like, funny enough, like I said, this episode is for Wes. Like, I feel like that stand-up is right up fucking Wes's alley.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, he's awesome.
To the point of him talking about his wife being obsessed with crystals. Yeah, it's fucking great. But yeah, the whole he starts it off with just talking about fucking religion and stuff like that, and it's great.
Yeah. Dude, his perspective on things is like I feel like he's one of the he's just like a person that when I hear his perspective, it's so fucking far left field and hilarious that like I can't even imagine anyone thinking of how like that part of how funny that thing is or whatever. So fucking good. I'm a big fan.
Well, then this is the stand-up special for you.
That's awesome. I'm excited to watch that.
And also, you know, I just want to talk about it. When I was in Ohio, my family bought me a Squishmallow.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
Dude, so fucking great. They're the best.
Yeah.
Like, they're just the perfect little
hug thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even that, like, even just like the perfect little,
put your
like,
head on it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, lay it off to the, like, when you're on your side or whatever. It's just like the perfect height or whatever. Just to give your neck a little support.
What's yours?
Yeah.
Mine is a Stitch.
You hear that, everyone? Cool. Drew collects Squishmallows now, so if you ever want to get Drew a gift, send him a Squishmallow.
Dude, I will fucking absolutely.
He's going to have hundreds of them all throughout his house.
I could steal my kid's Squirtle and send it down.
I'll just tell my sister-in-law it'll be my other sister-in-law, and that's all I'll get for Christmas for the next 20 years.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
At least
that and a Christmas story.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll get a fucking...
a Christmas story Squishmallow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be a lamp.
Yeah, it'll be the lamp.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of nice.
Or actually the little bunny guy.
That yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Then between the lampshade and then like the post of the lamp would be like a great neck support.
Yeah. Hey,
as a pillow.
Real talk though, if anybody wants to send me one, I'll happily give you my address.
I want a squish Mallow from like a Christmas Story theme, but I want it to be the Rottweiler with the turkey in its mouth.
Oh, the Bumpuses?
That's
oh.
the whole thing. That's just the whole yeah. squish Mallow.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
right between the gap there is where you lay your head.
Yeah. Or yeah. It's like a two-parter squish Mallow, and it's the kid with his tongue oh, stuck to the pole.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but you got the pole and the kid and the tongue.
You know, that kind of
oh,
reminds me.
Elastic and you
that kind of actually yeah. reminds me of the way Montana rubs up against Idaho.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like.
Like, Montana, you trying to fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Where are your hands at? Show me your hands, Montana.
Hey, Montana, put that hand down.
You know? You're lucky. You're lucky this river's here.
Oh, man. Because I am wet.
All right.
Shout out Coach Allen.
Oh, good Lord. I just got recently back from a trip to Chicago that we already talked about it.
Oh, cool.
Kind of, didn't we? We talked about it on the episode we recorded. But anyways, on my flights, I watched three movies from 2023.
Oh.
That I should have watched before we recorded
the day before.
Actually, one of them I did watch before we recorded, but I didn't pick it because I wasn't a big fan. It was okay, just not great. It was The Marvels. But I did watch a movie on the way back that I absolutely fucking love now, and I would have picked it like a number one pick if I had seen this movie beforehand. And I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, because I can't remember if we've talked about it before, but it's called The Next Goal Wins. Or Next Goal Wins.
I've heard of it.
And it's
heard
a,
of it too. But...
Taika Waititi movie, and it's
okay.
The American Samoa soccer team had like the worst loss in international soccer history.
Oh yeah.
And they hire a coach from the UK who is the guy who played Magneto. What's his name?
Ian McKellen?
No. The guy who played younger Magneto.
Oh.
Fassbender?
Yeah, Michael Fassbender. And he's the coach. He plays the coach. And this movie is so fucking funny, filled with... Yeah. So
that
filled
makes
with...
way more sense.
Yeah. Ian McKellen. Helps. Ian McKellen would have, no offense
to
him,
80-year-old gay man coaching the.
He would have ruined this movie. But no, the movie is so fucking funny, and it's but also filled with so much fucking heart and soul. Like, it's so fucking good. Everything about it, I loved it so much. I'm in the plane, and I caught myself like multiple times, like just straight laughing out loud in the middle of the fucking plane. Like, I had my headphones in and I'm just like, ha ha. And then I'm like, oh fuck.
Oh, that's great.
Was anybody watching it over your shoulder?
I don't know. I was so into it. I didn't even fucking care. I wasn't looking. Yeah. It was so fucking good, dude. Like, I'm a huge fan of this movie now.
Dude, a flight movie can, like, a good one.
Yeah.
Can, like, take it up next level in your head.
Yeah. It also has, like, one of those, like, joyful endings that kind of makes you, like, tear up at how fucking happy and everything is. You know what I mean? So I was a little bit fucking misty-eyed. But then I watched the movie The Creator on the plane as well. And that movie... I had to like turn it off before the end because I was about to like start full sobbing, like just full sobbing on the plane.
Telling you, it's fucking good, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, fucking A, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hey, so here's a question. Like, when you're watching that, is just that like on Like, is that the actual plane you're watching it?
No, or is it Southwest? They give you like a free access to the internet the movies that they have on deck. So there's like a few movies.
So,
that
yeah,
you can
I guess
watch
it depends
free.
On by flight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which that's so, actually better because you have more control.
So I was actually when I rewatched Oppenheimer, it was actually like on my flight.
Oh, okay.
And like, what's your guys's
nudity?
Yeah, like you just flip it down real fast, or like
I might try to hit the fast forward button. Yeah. Or like I might just like put one arm up on the front, and like my head down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
put your I kind of just hover like, because I was like, I was like a window seat, so I just kind of did like, I'm watching it like this, like in front of me, and then I just kind of like, turn it over to the side, and just put my arm up so nobody could see,
got it propped up with your hard wank.
That's right.
Bruce's like, perfect, don't have to hold it anymore, just sticks it on his dick.
My little oppie.
Like, look, no hands.
Yeah. My little oppie was doing the job.
Yeah.
Speaking of Oppenheimer, dude, shout out Robert Downey. Like,
yeah, got his
like
Oscar
they, I see.
Finally.
I've seen a lot of pictures today about like or video of like him going to jail and then like, you know, now he's fucking winning an Oscar. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's why we don't write people off as a fucking society.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What a dope dude.
Yeah. Give him a chance, people.
Oh man, speaking of.
Yeah.
I picked Oppenheimer. In our prediction show.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah,
you're fucking son of a bitch. You're sweeping the prediction show. You're like a full sweep.
Where are we at right now?
Let's see here.
Who won the AVN?
Oh, I don't know. Oh man. Ooh. Let's see if we can find that.
See what we're up to right now.
That is I'm pretty sure I have two. None of us got the NFL.
You do. You have Succession as well.
Oh, Succession. Yeah, yeah, oh, that's right. Piece of shit.
You son of a bitch. Did our Grammys already happen or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they did. Who won that?
I don't think any of us.
Oh, okay.
Probably Taylor Swift.
Well, I you think picked it was Taylor Swift.
I did?
Yeah.
That's a good pick, Andy.
Let's see who won the Grammys.
Didn't she have two albums, though?
Well, it was the Midnight one, and then the Taylor version.
The Taylor version?
No, I don't think the new one had a Taylor version.
So do I have three right now?
I think you... Let's see here. The fuck? Well, I'm not paying for the New York Times to find out who won the fucking Grammys, New York Times. Just fucking it.
You have three free articles. I've never clicked on your fucking articles. Yeah. Why don't I still have three? Like, come on.
What was it?
Taylor Swift took home Album of the Year at the 2024 Grammy Awards. Her album, Midnights.
Yeah, Andy, you got that
one,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here it is. Here's the winner of the name.
You picked fucking Taylor Swift?
He did,
I guess
yeah.
so.
Midnights Taylor Swift.
What a fucking...
it's definitely not. Did you know that there's a tunnel under the whatever the fuck bridge, Lana Del Rey?
I mean, did you? I didn't know they ran a Clerks porn parody. Oh. I kind of want to see that. Clerks XXX, a porn parody.
I feel like they really missed out on Jerks.
You just need title of the year, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to... There's so many freaking awards. that I'm trying to, like, it's insane. They do more
they get real
works
niche.
Than anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm fucking. Looks like Andy gets his mulligan next year. What did we say? Did we said not a mulligan anymore? What did we say? I forget.
Oh, here's the winner.
Oh, shit. What do you got?
The winner, Clever Title of the Year, Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, nobody even picked that.
Oh, man, that's a really good one. Just saying it out loud, not remembering what the other ones are.
I picked Boob Ross. Drew picked Twinkle Twinkle Anal Stars. And Andy, you picked Make America Gape Again.
Okay, those are all bangers.
Those win.
Those are all way better.
They are.
Cirque du Soleil is pretty good, though.
Twinkle, twinkle, anal stars. So funny.
Oh, man. All right, I got two things. Drew, I don't know if you're ready.
Did we do Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series already? Has that already been announced?
Oh, yeah, probably has.
What was that from?
The Oscars?
Was it Emmys? Oscars?
Not Oscars.
No, it had to be Emmys. Emmys, probably, yeah.
In which Emmys happened.
Okay, so we need to know.
Oh,
that.
I think I do remember it. None of us picked it, but it was Jeremy Allen White from The Bear.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, okay, damn it.
Yeah, yeah. That hilarious show, The Bear.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, I've been eating a bunch of fish sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. So I've done two, but.
Okay, I got five. I got five down.
Yeah. So I'll just go through your five and I'll tell you where.
Okay. And these are the ones. So, James, I'm curious what your prediction is.
Uh-huh.
Burger King, Arby's, McDonald's, Culver's, and Popeyes.
Wait, what is this?
Fish sandwiches. I've been trying everybody's.
You already did this to me.
Special fish sandwich.
You already did this to me, and then right after I picked, you fucking shat all over me.
No, at that point, I had only had two.
So say the options again.
All right. Burger King, McDonald's, Arby's, Culver's, Popeyes. And Wendy's, actually.
I mean, I guess technically I've had the McDonald's one before. It's still the same filet of fish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only one that's, like, the consistent. Every other one of them, well, one other's is consistent. Burger King's is consistent.
Yeah.
But the other ones are all, like, special offerings during this time of Lent.
I don't think I've ever had any other ones, so I'm gonna stick with my McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, which is a fucking.
I've been on a mission. So
Filet-O-Fish is a killer sandwich. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
It is. It's really good.
Yeah.
There's only one I don't really
like.
Fully fuck
like
with,
he said,
it's still good.
It's the fucking like it's the, you know, it's the one that's always there, right? Like it's always it's the comfort. Like it's always like, you know what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It could be September and I can get this filet of fish.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me and Donald Trump just eating our filet of fishes together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Winning national titles.
Oh, yeah. That's his. Google his fucking McDonald's order. It's so gross.
Watch it be close to mine. Damn it. So, in at number six as the worst one and still not terrible. But I expected way bigger things because I remember this used to be a banger, Burger King.
Mm.
Burger King in at number six for me. In at number five, and this is kind of a huge surprise, McDonald's, and I love it.
Yeah. That was number two?
That was number five for me.
Oh.
In at number four is... Wendy's.
Okay.
Wendy's was really good.
And that's a temporary offering?
Yep.
Okay.
It's really good. I thought for sure it'd be number three, but I had number three today. And I was like so impressed that I was like, is this like at the top? And then I had to like rethink it. And as I ate the rest of the sandwich, I was like, okay, it's not at the top, but it's high. Arby's.
So
they're King's Hawaiian fish sandwich.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I will say,
not the other ones.
Yeah. I will say I did not have the Culver's yet, but the Arby's King Hawaiian, and I think it was the tomato that did it for me, puts it over the Popeyes. And I like the Popeyes. Okay. But that, like, there was just something about, like, that.
I'm not a tomato guy, so that might be it. I had it removed.
Yeah, so it just gave it that little, because it's usually pretty standard, right? Like a fish sandwich. And I was like, tomato, you say? And, like, with that sweet King Hawaiian.
With the sweet King's Hawaiian, that's what, like, really did it for me. And honestly, I really don't know between two and three.
Yeah.
Number two is Culver's. Mm-hmm. Absolute banger.
Culver's is just fish. Fucking good, man. Like, their food is good as fuck.
Yeah. But in at number one, it's the Popeyes. And just make sure you get the extra tartar sauce. Like, to me, it was the best combination of everything. And what you're saying about the tomato, for me, it was the pickle.
And see, maybe that's, I don't do the pickle. So
maybe that's the difference there.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it's so damn good.
James, do you do tomato and pickle?
Yes.
Oh, maybe you can break this tie.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Well, what'll be great is both of them taste amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Arby's, King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe.
Yeah, because they have two different fish sandwiches right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, got to get the King's Hawaiian.
You got to get the one that's the King's Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Listen to how hard I've been trying for this. First time I come around, they're like, I'm sorry, our systems are down. Second time I come around, sorry, like, we don't have that right now. Delivery coming later. I was like,
this is Arby's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I come around the third time, they gave me a fucking chicken sandwich today. I turned around. I'm halfway back to my house. I turned around. I had eaten my mozzarella cheese sticks.
you're driving food. I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to have something for the ride home.
You got to eat a sandwich on the way home and then eat your dinner when you get home.
Dude, I walked right in there, and I was like, sorry, I got the wrong sandwich. And I even had the thing that said King's Hawaiian Fish or whatever.
Yeah.
And I made sure I handed it to him, and then it was like a big thing for like 5 minutes of, who put this order? But then they got it to me. I went to my car, and I was like, I'm not driving home with this thing. It's going down right now. And oh my goodness, I had this like just euphoric experience.
Down it went.
It might be number two. It might be number two. It's number two.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yep. But yeah, that's my fish sandwich rankings. It's been so awesome to have great fish sandwiches at restaurants.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Oh. Just it adds a new element. We always get chicken, we always get burgers.
Yeah.
Like a really good fish sandwich, and that's why I like McDonald's a lot of the time over other ones, because sometimes I just want a fish sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Ricky Stenicki. Hilarious. Oh. Definitely see it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
It's already out?
Yeah, it's on Prime.
Oh shit. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I started it the other day. It was pretty good what I saw.
Just so you guys know, Drew's absolutely right. Donald Trump's McDonald's order is fucking absolutely disgusting.
What is it?
It is two Big Macs, two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches, and a large chocolate milkshake.
My God.
That motherfucker's shits are insane, dude. His farts? No wonder Melania doesn't want to fucking ride with him in cars. That dude is fucking putting some putrid farts out there.
You're getting a McDonald's meal with a side sandwich, of course.
Yeah.
What are you guys rocking?
I'll get like sometimes
your side sandwich.
Oh, my side sandwich is usually like a double cheeseburger, extra pickle, extra onion.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like a crispy chicken, the cheap one.
Oh, I like that too. That's good.
Yeah.
A McChicken.
The McChicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I go sandwich, it's definitely the McChicken. But normally, like my car ride is nuggets.
Oh, yeah. That new sauce they got, fire. So good.
The Whack Donald's?
Yeah, the Whack Donald's sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what that's all about? That's because anime,
yeah.
Anime does like a thing where, because they like love McDonald's, so they'll, and they can't put it in the anime, so they turn it into WC Donald's, Whack Donald's. Yeah. And they make like their, that McDonald's like leaned into this thing. And just like,
that's dope.
They had anime like artists make an entire fucking like cartoon about McDonald's or whatever. It's pretty sweet. It's pretty fucking cool marketing, if you ask me.
Yeah. And then coming to America, that McDowell's.
Way better marketing than the other idea where they just have a poster in every McDonald's with Donald Trump's order on it.
That's a crazy order. I'll tell you what's a bad idea. I don't know why they did this. Of course I had to try it, but they did a double Big Mac thing. Do you remember that? For like,
It was just like a month ago, right?
Yeah. It was like, that was a bad experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, is this too much?
Yeah, I tried one and the bitch just like fell apart. Just too much going on. Yeah.
Well, and then by the time you get through the whole thing, you're like, I don't like this meat.
Yeah, you're like, just fucking kill me.
Which is weird, because like in a little hamburger, little cheeseburger, you love it.
Yeah, that's why you got to do what old 45 does and just get two Big Macs.
Yeah.
Or get the number 7 with mac sauce.
Dude, he washes all that shit down with a chocolate fucking shake, and then he just goes and farts all over his kids and shit. Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, why is he getting that order?
That's why he's always got that weird lean going forward. Yeah. It's like when little kids poop their pants, and you're like, are you pooping right now?
His depends are full.
They're just standing there.
Oh. He's just got his hand in his back.
That's hilarious, too.
Don't pull your hand out, Donald. Pull that hand out.
That just made me think about this. Like, I spent an entire week in a hotel, so I was watching regular TV, catching commercials and shit. Yeah. There is a commercial out there for Depends right now, and it's like a woman who, like, still wants to go to the party, but she may shit her fucking pants. So, like, it's like this lady in, like, a red dress just out with the girls fucking dancing and shit, but then at the end it just goes, Depends.
Oh, man.
And I thought that was one of the funniest fucking things I'd ever seen. Like, your friends won't even know that you're just shitting your pants.
Okay. Could you, like...
God. What if it... No mention of the idea that, like, it's gonna stink like...
Like, that's the thing, right? Whether you have the Depends on or not... If you shit your pants, you're leaving the party.
Hey, Cynthia, you want to dance and dump?
Not if you have Depends, Drew. You just keep on partying.
Nothing to worry. It's got the leak guard.
Yeah, it's so dependable.
No shit's going to run down my leg.
Hold on, baby. Oh. Stay in the bed. I got to pull my sit-down shower down.
I can't, are you kidding? I'm not going home. Harry will be there.
It's so funny, too. Like, the commercial's like the progression of the night. So she's like with her girls, and they're like out to dinner. Then they go to like the club, and then they're at the bar or whatever. And then at the very end, and she's like, she keeps saying yes to every, yes, yes, yes. And then they're walking down the street and they see a tattoo shop and she like looks at it and makes a face at the camera and goes, no.
Bitch, you got shit in your drawers.
She's like, I can't sit in that tattoo shop. They'll definitely figure out that I shat my Depends.
Bring the chair out. Bring the chair out in the street.
It's not because of the stigma of a tattoo. It's just because I'm going to stink that place the fuck up. fuck.
Speaking of the anime, though, the fucking Akira Toriyama, the DBZ guy, fucking
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. That's
dude. Did you hear about this thing? Scrump was talking about it, that the Mexican cartel called for a week-long ceasefire in his honor.
Is that fucking true?
Wow. Yeah.
That's actually like kind of amazing.
It is, right? Yeah. Like, because it's so fucking big in the Mexican culture that they were like,
that's
yeah,
crazy.
We're not doing anything this week.
Wow.
Stop all criminal activity.
Well, isn't it? I mean, if the cartels love these shows and movies so much, like, why don't they have like a better moral compass? Because,
well, I think they like to see the bad arc and then think, could we keep taking it a little bit further?
Yeah, like how bad can we get?
Yeah. They've taken it pretty far. We haven't met there. What do we need to be doing? It's giving them inspiration.
Hey, you do enough coke, you're a fucking super scion too, you know?
Yep. Dude, he's just super scion.
That's pretty
funny.
He's
just super scion.
R.I.P.
R.I.P., man.
Doesn't matter if it's cheaty when you got Depends.
I kind of want to fucking look up this. I'll save it for later, but I'll cue it up in the YouTube.
What kind of music are they dancing to?
It's like, I feel like it's like club music. I can't remember 100%, but I feel like it's like club beats or something.
I feel it's like, I'm still standing. Something like that.
No, it's more like it's like the sound of the poop like going into the Depends as you're trying to hold it in.
It's the sound of what you think a silent rave sounds like in their headphones.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, wait, it's my
turn. I don't know what you mean, but yeah.
Like, have you ever heard of silent clubs?
Yeah, like where everybody has headphones on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I imagine the music is that they're listening to.
I would like to hear that, like, hear a full silent club, but without headphones on.
You know what I want to hear? I want to see a silent club where everybody's listening to different genres of music.
you don't know what you're going to get.
Everybody's fucking dancing all wild.
Oh, God.
Someone's slow dancing, listening to, like, Frank Sinatra, and right next to them, they're listening to some fucking, like, ska or something. Yeah,
fucking moshing, skanking.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah. Oh, man. And then you have somebody right next to them. They're playing Onyx, so that person slow dancing is just like, what the fuck is going on to my left and right?
That's a great idea.
That'd be good.
All right, Drew, you're back.
All right, I'm back. You know, listen, we've talked a lot about women and their, you know, they're the things that they go through, and you know, in the early 19th century, this lady, fucking, you know, said, "Hey, I know you got knocked up, but you don't have to keep it, right? So give me Margaret Singer."
Ooh.
Fucking yeah. Basically, like, you know, one of the first like big person. In the women's rights movement. So
Whoa.
I said, making abortions safe and in hospitals for only about 100 years. And then we said, hey, no, go back to the alleys.
She can see the vision.
That's where we want you guys killing people.
I think she could see the vision better than most people. Because her glasses were so fucking big. Dude, them things got some lenses on them. Like, she's got a refrigerator freezer combo glasses set. You know what I'm saying? Like, holy,
I mean, hold on, I gotta see this.
She does have some BCGs on her. That's called birth control goggles.
Yeah, you're not getting past her layer. You know what I'm saying?
They look just like
glasses.
They look like Jerry's dad's glasses.
Dude, I bet they're so big, they probably got windshield wipers on them.
You're not wrong.
That felt like a Tim joke.
That's, It does sound like a Tim joke.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, shout out Margaret Singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got some glasses on her. Oof. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ironically, not a singer.
Singer? I hardly know the words. All right, to me. I stopped it. And, you know, let's go with old dead Florence Nightingale.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's maybe what my kid's about to do his Women's History Month project on.
Oh, really?
That's yeah, cool. Well, because wife's a nurse, yeah. So she suggested that.
His mom's
I was like,
a nurse.
Hey, I gave two suggestions. I didn't approve the third one. What are we doing? Picking Florence Nightingale.
There, that's a good one.
Yeah. She was nursing.
Do you know things about Florence Nightingale?
Nurse.
Hey, what else?
Gregory Isaacs, nice night nurse. It's a good song. Night nurse.
Yeah.
You know it, right?
Looking for the night nurse. Is that it? No. That's night
no,
moves.
I think you were doing the right stuff there.
I think that was night. That's she was a night nurse. Like that was one of her things. Like she fucking did her tours at night.
Like Florence Pugh.
Yeah, she wore her sunglasses at night.
Corey Hart. There's a patient by the name of
Gregory. He's talking about himself in his own song.
Yeah, he is. That riff, though, is fire.
There's a patient in the hospital. His name is Gregory. It's also my name. Also happens to be my name.
He went in for a flu shot, but then he thought, hey, these nurses kind of cute. So he switched reports with some motherfucking dude.
See, I was thinking of this song.
Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on a nine moon.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
Bob Seger. That's Bob Seger.
Hell yeah, station wagon music.
Oh yeah, Florence Nightingale. Andy?
That's a good pick. I'm going to go with James. Fire that sound machine back up.
Okay.
Because I'm going to go with Julie London. And holy shit, she is so fire. She's exactly the type of vibe that I really like listening to, especially when it's in movies. Shout to old Jay Rabbit. But, like, yeah, Julie London is absolute heat. She's got, like, something about similar to Justin Timberlake's song.
Cry Me a River?
Cry Me a River. Yeah, yeah, play that one.
Similar to.
Oh, boy. Dude.
Cry Me a River.
Oh, my God.
I cried.
Sexy.
Over you.
I don't know if it's a sad song or if I'm supposed to have a boner.
For being so like jazzy and sultry.
Yeah.
Well, you can cry.
This stuff's sultry.
Cry me a river.
A little salt.
Cry me a river.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's nice. Ah, I love that. I love that style.
I don't like
she
it
was also in movies and shit.
Nice.
I don't like it anymore after the way you said it.
I know.
Like,
dude, that smoky voice, though, right?
The way you said that sounds like when Donald Trump is defending his McDonald's order. It's nice.
He goes, Borat. It's like a terrible impression.
This is very nice.
This is warm December. This heart that glows
like an ember. Funny enough, inspiration for Billie Eilish and Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, Julie London's legit. Maybe not the Lana Del Rey thing, but everything else all checks out.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Chainsmoker.
Well, she's on the Chainsmokers too?
No, she is one. Was one.
That's
three packs of cigarettes a day.
That's how that she kept her like sexy voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. She's like, cry me a fucking river about it.
Dude, she could yellow up her roof as much as she wants to with that voice.
Oh, dude, her house is so yellow. Everything. Oh,
look, they didn't paint it that. They didn't paint it that.
She's yellow as fuck.
Oh, man.
All right, what else you got?
Oh, I got me again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, this feels like one I should absolutely do. It feels like it's been a little bit too long for him.
Good.
Let's give old David Bowie a ring here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That seems kind of crazy, right?
He did some stuff.
We let him go late.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a man of many faces, if you will.
Yeah.
Like, I like how he did that. I kind of wish there was more artists that did this kind of shit where they'll just like cross over into all kinds of different things and they'll take that on. That'd be really cool to see more. I guess some do, but they don't like necessarily like go into the character, you know?
Yeah.
Like Joaquin and I'm Still Here, you know?
Right.
But like, yeah, I liked for sure more of the like, probably poppy vibes with like less dance and shit like that. Like that was probably more of the Bowie that I was into, which probably not as much as what
less dance.
Yeah. Like some of our rock friends, you know, they probably like other versions of Bowie, but I like the poppy Bowie.
Yeah. I like all different versions of Bowie. I'm just like a Bowie fan in general, I feel like. But I do, I think I know what you're, I think I'm with you on the poppy side of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was so good at it. He could have been, like, that's the crazy thing. He could have been, like, at the top level in any of those kind of, like, genres that he flipped into.
Yeah, exactly. He could have done anything. But, like, I think about, like, the shit that he did with Trent Reznor, like, towards the end of his career. And I was into that shit, too, you know?
Yeah, he's dope.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's like Prince with his output. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You're like, yeah, I'll give myself that one.
All right. You know, now we got to go to like legendary screen actress from a movie, An Affair to Remember. Of course, you've seen it. Co-starring Cary Grant, everybody. I'm going Deborah Kerr.
Deborah Kerr?
Deborah Kerr.
Steve's grandma.
Steve Kerr's grandma, exactly right.
Yeah.
I wonder if she is related. I feel like that could be true. could be.
Yeah.
But yeah, Deborah Kerr was attractive.
Yeah. Well, she looks like she sits on great smelling leather.
I bet that's true. You could probably find a photo shoot of her sitting on some really fucking nice smelling leather.
Oh, no doubt. You're like, holy white diamonds and beautiful leather.
Is that Deborah Kerr?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Dude, white diamonds is a fire ass perfume. I don't even care if it's for old ladies.
Hell yeah.
Me neither, really.
Dude, you walk up to somebody and they're rocking white diamonds, you're like, I recognize your game. White Diamonds just smells like a great library where you don't read, you're just walking and sniffing.
I don't know if I know, like, White Diamonds, like the smell.
Elizabeth just, Taylor.
I mean, I feel like I probably have smelled it, but I wouldn't know that I wouldn't put the name with the scent.
You know that smell that doesn't make your nose go when you walk through a 1998 Macy's? That's White Diamonds.
You know what? The way you explained it, it's like, how could I not know?
Yeah.
I'm smelling it right now, just thinking about it.
Yeah.
If you smell, la, 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 la.
You know, they say that
Elizabeth Taylor is cooking.
They say that smell is one of the strongest ways to jog your memory. You smell a smell from a time.
Mm-hmm.
Like that time that you went out with your girls and you were wearing your Depends.
That's why I can't smell apple cider anymore.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Because it Depends?
No, the chicken chasing thing and where I watched Flight of the Navigator. The diarrhea incident?
Yeah. Oh, where you were like at a random person's house?
Yeah, chasing the chicken. Okay. I just remember I drank a lot of apple cider. And I think that probably what is gave me the issue when I was running around chasing the chickens.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Drew? Hell yeah. Oh God. Let's go, man. Wait, how many picks do I have left? Is this it?
You have two picks, I think.
Oh. Yeah, 6 and 7, right? Back to back. Galileo.
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo.
Galileo, Galileo.
I'm just a poor boy. Nobody loves me.
That's right.
That's all I know about Galileo. What did Galileo do?
That's it.
God, I'm such an idiot.
He was the person who realized that because everybody was like, yeah, the sun is
yellow.
No, I mean, like, the earth is in, like, everything goes around the earth. And he was like, no. We all go around the sun.
Mm.
And then He was tried by the Catholic Church because he was a heretic because he had that wild idea.
Oh, I did know about this then.
Yeah.
Man, Galileo was legit. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. First to report telescopic observations of the mountains on the moon. Moons of Jupiter, phases of Venus, and the rings of Saturn.
Damn, Galileo was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, he was.
I did know all this. I just didn't know it was attributed to him.
He was like, "How am I going to see Shorty in the other cave over there? I'm going to build a telescope."
He's like, "Oh shit, Saturn's got rings."
Yeah,
I was just trying to
see Sarah, and I saw Saturn.
Hey, I was looking for orbs in the cave next door. Saw some orbs in the sky instead. You know,
I was looking for a different kind of mountains. If you know what I'm saying, Lily.
He was just trying to aim it, and he was just like, whoa. This is way stronger than I thought.
He's like, I should write this down.
He's like, hell yeah.
Saturn.
Somebody fetch me my ink.
Fetch me my ink and some parchment.
And one of those feathers.
And some papyrus.
Catch me a live bird and pluck one of his feathers so I can write
Andy,
down what
chase
I'm
this
seeing.
Chicken for me.
Uh, Galileo.
Galileo.
Yeah. Galileo's legit. All right, Drew, you got another one?
I do have another one. And I'm going to go with, yeah, man. Andy, you said it earlier. But goddamn, she was gorgeous in this movie. And she was gorgeous in that 70s show, even as an old lady. Tanya Roberts.
That's what I was trying to do. Yeah. Why did I do that then?
That was I don't know. Day. Yeah.
Dude, even in that 70s show, you're like,
yeah, wood. That sweater, you know?
Yeah. Midge.
Midge's sweater.
Shout out Midge.
It's the, I think she was the reason for Kevin Coolio's dog's name.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I don't know if it's true or not, oh. But hell yeah, it is.
But yeah, this is what I was talking about. Yeah. In the Beastmaster, I was like, whoa, that dude's like, you got to show it. You're not scared. And then he's like, I protected you. And then he just jumps in for the kiss and like kisses her onto the ground. And I'm like, bro, yeah. You got to relax.
Dude, calm down.
Yeah.
I mean, he is he's used to talk to animals. So
right.
His game's a little off.
Yeah. He needed to, take his hand off the remote for a second. And just step back and assess the situation.
That's right.
No smooth operator here. No shot A over here.
No shot A.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, because I was very confused when I saw the picture, but I was actually looking for Margaret Sanger.
Yeah, Sanger.
Yeah. Is the person I picked not Singer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she didn't have the BCGs.
Yeah, no. Because I was like, wait, this girl was alive in like the 1920s. Like, this looks like it's the 70s. Like, what is happening here?
That's funny. I picked a totally different person than you were thinking.
Yeah.
Clinical psychologist.
Yeah, I know.
It seemed right.
She was known for brainwashing, and you were like talking her up, and I didn't even think. Yeah, that's fucking weird. Drew picked somebody known for brainwashing.
All right, here we go. Back to me, and I'm going to take the most famous redhead that any of us have taken so far.
Okay,
and I'm going with this is, otherwise known as Ginger Spice. This is the most successful of all the former members of Spice Girls. I'm going L. Ron Hubbard. Oh, shit. I'm reading the wrong.
L. Ron Hubbard? Ginger Spice is definitely not dead.
I'm going with L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, okay. That's a different pick.
Yeah, I was reading the wrong bio.
That's a girl to a guy.
Yeah, I was reading Ginger Spice's bio instead of L. Ron Hubbard's.
You can totally tell the difference between them as people.
They got mixed up in my redhead list here.
What's his name? You?
Huh?
I think so.
L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard. Dude, I'm telling you, this guy so famous that he got one of the most famous people to like join his little cult, his little stupid cult that he created.
Was his first name sound like something my wife's asking me to get her when we have to build a bed from IKEA?
Go get that Elrond from the cupboard.
Right?
Yeah.
For sure you've been asked to go get an Elrond.
Yeah, there's an Elrond's right over there. You don't know what that is? Go grab it.
Yeah.
You pick up everything L-shaped that you see. And it's like,
I'm telling you, this is an Elrond.
Is it this?
Yeah. Invented from L. Ron Hubbard.
Wait, is it this? Why do I have so many tools on my table here?
Dude, I got two of those right there.
Why are there so many extra Elrons in this package?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, this guy wrote fictional science fiction novels, and then one day is like, Dianetics, bitch. And then just fucking creates a religion. And
that's
then,
crazy.
But then man. Also, like, at some point tells people about it, that I created this religion. And they're still like, yeah, any, that's real.
Okay. Battlefield Earth. I can watch that instead of reading a book.
We probably don't, though. It's not worth it.
American sci-fi based on an 82 novel of the same name by Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
Fucking Barry Pepper's in it.
Oh, that's probably pretty good then.
Yeah.
But I think Barry Pepper is also in Battlefield Earth because I think Barry Pepper is also a Scientologist.
Okay. That makes, yeah. That checks out.
Yeah.
So is John Travolta and Forrest Whitaker also Scientologists?
Yes.
Travolta, yeah. I don't know about Whitaker.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Forrest Whitaker, but I know for sure Johnny T.
Damn.
And Tommy C. and Johnny T.
And Barry P.
And Barry P. You know what I mean?
Forrest W. Doesn't check out. He's not.
No, I don't think he is.
Not a member.
Yeah. They just needed an actor.
He doesn't have a name that...
They needed a sleepy-eyed actor.
Sounds like that, you know? Yeah. If it was Forrest C.
Sleepy-eyed ask.
Yeah. Forrest Whistaker. Forrest Whiskers. Coming to the stage, Forrest Whiskers.
Coming to the stage, Forrest Whiskers.
Oh, man. I'm going to take that cigar-toting motherfucker who was also smoking a Churchill. I'm taking one of the winningest coaches of all time, Red Auerbach.
Oh.
Yeah. That dude was smoking on the court.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn.
While a game was going on, he was just puffing one out. Like, that's so gangster to just be smoking a cigar while players are playing basketball around.
Yeah.
Like, that dude was a fan, but he was the coach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's like, they can't tell me that I can't smoke my fucking cigar while the game is being played. While the athletes are running up the floor, they're going to inhale the smoke that I am blowing onto the court.
The athletes were probably going to the bench and lighting a cigarette, waiting for themselves to get back out there. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Like, what a fucking image. Like, it's crazy. Like, look at this picture. I'm sending it to you. He's literally... I tried to hit the thing V and I just put V in the chat, but
control or command V.
Yeah, and I just put the letter V and hit enter. But yeah, Bill Russell's sitting right next to Red Auerbach, who's just got a rolled up game plan, a rollie on his wrist, a cheap suit that's probably super expensive, smoking a cigar while the smoke is going in Bill Russell's face.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That shit's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude's a fucking...
And he kind of was the Winston Churchill with his limericks of the NBA world.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He was a quote machine.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, like the quote that where it says, there's a family feeling, Auerbach explained in an interview with Harvard Business Review.
There you go.
It's, you know that famous quote, there's a family feeling?
Yep. It evolved to what Vin Diesel took it to, you know?
Yeah. Athletes never focused on how many baskets they scored when they played for Auerbach. They were only worried about one thing, and that question was, did we win? Man, that dude was a fucking straight coach, son.
He was. All right, my honorables. Give me Eric the Red.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that one's for Drew.
Thanks.
I don't know, you could be Eric the Red in a 19... But, well, like, and like, 17-year-old Drew and like a high school play could play Eric the Red.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely.
And next, I'll go with Carol Burnett.
She's not dead.
She's not dead.
She's still alive.
Oh, shit.
She's totally alive.
I literally thought this was the person you were talking about when you said, I'm just going to kill some redheads so my team is better.
Yeah. I'll go with Van Gogh.
And just so you know, my brother, I was talking to him earlier. He said the exact same thing. He said, well, Carol Burnett. I said, she's still.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was like, wait, how have we not picked Carol Burnett yet? I was like, I'm going to add drop her and get her on my team. But
yeah,
she's not dead somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Van Gogh is dead, though, so you're good with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. He chopped his ear off.
He just died in 2020.
Yeah. And a guy that's dead to me. Let's go with The Undertaker.
Well, he is dead, you know, technically.
He's a dead man.
It's so fucking funny because he went in last year's draft, too.
Well, it's honorable.
I'm putting it down.
Yeah.
You can challenge me.
In fairness, you know, Mark Calloway went last year.
Yeah.
This year is The Undertaker.
It's funny that that pick is better than your Carol Burnett pick. All right.
Dude, Eric the Red, Van Gogh, and The Undertaker would make one hell of a triple, like,
yeah,
team, you know?
All right, I'm gonna take Napoleon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dynamite?
Yeah, he was a dynamite son of a bitch, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. I'm also gonna take Cleopatra. Apparently a redhead.
Dude, Napoleon went back-to-back drafts.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then finally, you know, why don't we go with...
That's a wild statement.
Yeah. Why don't we go with...
What fucking happened? I can throw you a lob if you want.
No, I got Emily Dickinson. Let's just do that.
Okay. The Dickens, son.
She's a she is a poet. And that was, thank you for spitting poetry right when I picked her.
That's what she used to say.
All right, Drew.
All right. You know, you talked about Andy Dufresne earlier. Another one, Rita Hayworth.
Oh.
I believe she was brought up during that time too, right? I think. I don't know.
And when Hay was worth something.
Yeah, exactly.
She was banging. She just had a big ass hat one time.
Just once. It wasn't like a style choice she chose all the time. Just the first picture when you Google her, though. You know.
Yeah.
Nah, check it out. Boom, chat.
I'm looking at it right now because it's the first picture when you Google it.
It's a big ass hat.
Another one I actually am surprised has Judy Garland.
Dame? Oh,
that's a good one. I didn't even think of her.
I didn't know Dame was redhead. She wasn't pulling up on mine.
I thought just her shoes were red.
Dame Judy Garland?
It's not
the same Dame.
No, not the Dame.
Two different Dames.
And then
Dame's a kind of fire name for a lady.
You know what? Let's get another lady in here. Let's get a fucking, you know, the goat. Let's go with Mona, Catherine Helmond from Who's the Boss?
Oh wow!
Yeah, she's. He died.
Yeah, Mona's definitely dead. She let out one last Mona. She died.
That'd be crazy if that's how it happened. She orgasmed inside. That'd be a fire ass way to go.
It was.
Why does it say PSH where your roll and re-roll and all this stuff was?
Oh, but Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, I know, but why did you put it there?
Oh, man. You know, we can't all
No, thanks.
Have you used your steel card yet? Or your Stiltskin?
Nope.
Andy has two steels.
Oh.
Yeah, I got two.
Hey, actually, man, those... you took one away.
You deleted it yourself. It had nothing to do with me. I'm just trying to get it back.
The two KAs we used today should be the only things used this so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
That's crazy.
Don't worry, I fixed KAs. It.
Are you doing something, James?
Yeah. I'm going to drop. I'm going to add drop.
Oh.
Anybody else?
I'm golden.
Drew?
What James? Is my team?
Lucille Ball, Malcolm X, Marilyn Monroe, Mary Magdalene, Margaret Sanger, Galileo, and Tanya Roberts.
Martin Sanger.
I'm gonna add drop.
Oh, you fucker.
Oh, man.
God, now I have to put all the balls back and everything. It's like such a process.
I would have add dropped if it was Dame Judy Garland.
The fourth reroll.
Yeah. You guys are really making it work tonight.
Yeah.
My fingers hurt.
Dude, I got first. I'm going to admit something to you guys. I'm not proud of it. I put my top spot for a while. Well, one of my top spots, I had Shirley Temple, and then come to find out, I got Mandela'd.
She didn't have
red
hair?
She's still alive?
She wasn't a redhead.
Yeah, she was blonde, right?
Yeah.
Apparently. Thought she was redhead the whole time. I used to watch movies every Sunday.
But it was in black and white, so how would you know?
That's true.
You know?
I thought it was red, though.
I wonder why you pictured her as a redhead. I wonder what that says about you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know? Get Vivian on the phone.
Fresh Prince?
Yeah, Aunt Viv. Yeah. Aunt Viv knows all about.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to add drop, and I'm going to get rid of...
We should have her on here to do you guys.
I'm going to get rid of Deborah Kerr. I'm going to drop her down.
Okay.
And I'm picking up Cleopatra.
All right.
I think that's a good pick. I think that needs... Cleopatra needed to be in the top, you know?
Yeah, no, Cleopatra was like the original...
Deborah Kerr. She's like the first Deborah Kerr that ever existed.
Cleopatra, yeah. Man, had that headdress thing going.
Yeah.
I like that look, man.
Yeah.
Cleo was like fashion queen.
Yeah.
I feel like Rihanna like got some of her look from Cleopatra.
Probably, I mean, obviously she got the red hair, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Cleopatra was back in the day like, Shirane.
Shy Rameses.
Yeah, Shy Rameses.
Yeah, I wish Shy Ronnie was dead, then I could pick him.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Drew.
Right away.
Drew, what are you doing?
I'm picking up Dame Judy Garland, and I'm going to drop Galileo.
Galileo.
It was so hard to spell his name. You made me retype it.
It's easy. It's just Gal, I, and then oil backwards.
Wow.
I said it weird. Didn't you hear me?
Oh
shit. All right.
There it is.
Locked in.
Mm-hmm. Locked.
Feel good. In. Oh, you want me to read them or you want to read them?
I mean, if I'm the ball, I'm up in the air. Come dunk me.
Okay, well, I'll read them then. I don't know
if that's
what you meant or not, but all right, so here we go. This is Drew's team of dead redheads who are may or may not be deadheads. We don't
They're
know.
Fans. We're a fan of the Red Bull.
Redhead deadheads?
Yeah.
Maybe that's next year's draft, is Redhead Deadheads.
Yeah. Sally. Real specific.
Sally from Omaha. Yeah,
calling like, people like, hey.
Mark you Cookman. Like the
Yeah.
All right. For Drew's team of Redhead Deadheads, number one, Lucille Ball. Number two, Malcolm X. Number three, Marilyn Monroe. Number four, Mary Magdalene. Number five, Margaret Singer. And or Singer. Number six, Judy Garland. And number seven, Tanya Rabbits.
You know, I really wasn't sure still if you were going to let me have it. And I thought, man, what a baller move if he just says, oh, here's Drew's team. And then you just throw your whatever pick as my number one pick.
That would be insane.
Like whatever one you
L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, you're like, number one pick, L. Ron Hubbard. Like, wait,
the
what?
Scientology guy.
No, I'll let you have Lucy. I'll share Lucy for this draft.
Yeah. I really thought I'd pull out that steal.
I thought you did.
I gotta say
I
that
you
steal
had
card.
It too.
Because I still have a fucking powerhouse team.
That's literally the whole reason I use the reroll, so that makes me a little bit upset.
Yeah, I'm That's actually right. glad. I'm glad to ruin you guys' rerolls.
I mean, I don't even know if we used them last year, so it's fine.
I used it the first chance I had.
Yeah.
For James's team of Deadhead Redheads, number one, Queen Elizabeth the First. Number two.
Well, I'll tell you what, Andy, we'll let you trade a steel card for a reroll.
Nice.
Number two, Alexander the Great. Number three, Winston Churchill. Number four, Mark Twain. Number five, Florence Nightingale. Number six, Cleopatra. And number seven, L. Ron Hubbard. For Andy's team of best Deadhead Redheads. Number one, Philip Seymour Hoffman, a.k.a. PSH. Number two, Raquel Welch. Number three, Red Fox. Number four, Chris Columbus. Not the director. Number five, Julie London. Number six, David Bowie. And number seven, Red Auerbach.
Hell yeah. I'd like to cruise the PCH.
Yeah. Just looking out,
Pacific Coast Highway.
Looking out over the ocean.
That's right,
San Diego. You know,
relaxing as shit.
Checking out Big Sur,
mountains and water.
Man, just look out for those chips. You know,
fish tacos.
California Highway Patrolman.
Yeah, don't drive a red car.
Fucking,
they'll clock
fucking
you.
John and Ponch will get you.
Yep.
They'll pull you over and be like, hey, let me see your license and registration. You're like, here you go. Love you, bitch.